I almost don't want to follow all of that. That's so wonderful. And number two, I have to tell you that I've never felt quite as intimidated as I am in the pulpit today, because I've been spending 3 days hearing nothing but these nationally renowned and amazing speakers. We'll sit through like a 2-hour session, and every speaker's like 10 to 20 minutes, which means it's like 10 speakers over 2 hours. And I'm looking at them up there and I'm listening to them and I'm like, how do I have the audacity to think I can do this every week when I see how great you all are? And then it gets even more when yesterday, before getting on the plane, we went down in Atlanta over to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Justice. And as part of that, you can sit down in the historic Ebenezer Church where Martin Luther King Jr. and his father both served. And as you sit in that sanctuary and think about the power that's there, you're listening to recordings of MLK Jr. preaching. And here I'm sitting back there, and I'm looking at this empty pulpit, and I'm hearing his words and knowing the magnitude and the power of what he was doing as he was preaching and as he was fighting for justice in our country. And again, I'm sitting there going, what makes me think I have the audacity to do this every week? But then I have to sit there in prayer, and God says, my child, that's what my Holy Spirit is for. And so this morning I pray for God's Holy Spirit to speak through me the words that are needed to be heard, that God's Holy Spirit will open your hearts to not hear me, but to hear God this morning as he calls us to be his children and his hands and his feet. Amen. So here we have this wonderful story of Moana. And like I said, if you have not seen the movie, I really invite you to go and see it, because there are those movies that Disney brings out where it's obvious that it's not just all about money. And I hope that things aren't just all about money, but that there are those times that it seems that Disney is trying to open our eyes to the world around us and to expand our horizons of our knowledge of who we are as human beings. And this is one of those movies. As Disney has taken us into the Pacific Islands, not a particular island that's in it, but into the Pacific Islands, to be able to have a glimpse of a culture that's outside of who we are. And here we have young Moana that at the beginning of the movie is a girl that is in conflict, as we saw in the video that was shown during the kids. Because what happens, but here's young Moana, just this toddling toddler that is drawn to the sea that is around the island. And it's obvious in the movie that the sea is calling her to it, that it is literally calling her and working to draw her in it, having this calling for her life and what she is meant to be. But here on the other side of Moana is Moana's family and Moana's community. And as we saw in that video, and as I said with the kids, what is happening, but Moana's family and community is saying our life is on this island. Our life is within the bounds of the land. And we do not venture into the sea because the sea is the unknown. The sea is dangerous. The sea is threatening. And so here we stay within this, and your responsibility is to be our next chief, our next leader, to lead us here on this island. But Moana is conflicted, because she feels it in her heart. She feels it in the call of the ocean that her role as a leader of the island is to leave the island, to be able to look out for the good of the community as she gets called to restore the heart. And so here Moana is in this place. But then what do we get? We get her grandmother. And you saw her grandmother with a little different perspective. Her grandmother that is the self-proclaimed island crazy. All right, those who've grown up on the thousand islands of the Philippines, does every island have a crazy lady? Is that Wilma's voice that I hear? Wilma, I'm sure, is not the island crazy of her island. Absolutely love Wilma. But but we need color and personality in this world. And Moana's grandmother, she is the one that is encouraging Moana to follow her heart as she unveils to her a secret place on the island where the ancestors' boats are hidden, and shows her that the ancestors used to be explorers, that they used to take the boats and go out past the breakwater to explore new islands and to be able to see what is out there. And in the movie, Moana follows the call of the ocean, follows the call of her heart, and follows the footsteps of her ancestors to go out to restore the heart, to go out to be a leader for her community, and to follow her calling. Now, I will leave us there so that you have to watch the movie to see what's there. But with this, I thought, what is it that we are called to be? How far are we called to go? Because that is what Moana is wrestling with. Is she called to stay on the island, or is she called to go far beyond it? And as I was thinking about how far we're called to go, I was thinking going all the way back. And I thought, where did Adam and Eve go? Adam and Eve went out of perfection and into the world. That's how far they went. I thought about Moses, and how far did Moses go? Moses went far enough to stand up to Pharaoh and to take his people and go out of slavery and into the wilderness of freedom. I thought about Joshua, who followed Moses, and how far did Joshua go? Joshua went far enough to have the courage and faith to battle a city by marching around it day after day, led not by warriors, but by trumpets and priests, until the walls came tumbling down. I thought, how far did Jonah go? Well, Jonah went as far as Nineveh, but to get to Nineveh, he had to get there in the belly of a great fish. I thought, how far did Noah go? Well, Noah went far enough to take the most epic cruise with the kingdom of animals alongside of him. I thought about how far did David go. David went far enough that he went from the pasture to the throne and went from the belly of sin into the seat of righteousness and grace. I thought about how far the disciples went. The disciples went from fishing boats to discipleship roles. I thought about how far Saul went. Saul went far enough that he went from being the killer of Christians to the most killer Christian. These are just a sampling of the stories within our text that tells who we are. Story after story of God telling people not stay there and be still and do nothing, but God telling people, go. Go from your seat of comfort. Go from your traditions. Go from what your family is telling you. Go from the role that you are in. Go from where you think you're supposed to be and follow me to glory. And over again, it was obedience and faith that led them to take steps that nobody thought that they should take. But the world was changed bit by bit through them. And so I thought about these, our ancestors, these who have guided the way for us. And I came back to that question of how far we will go. And to answer that question, it seemed like it would just be so easy to go into Christ's Great Commission. How far are we supposed to go? Go into all the world, right? That's what Jesus says, but I'm not going to go with the classic. Instead, I went to Paul. And I went to Paul in the letter to the Romans, remembering how far did Paul go? Paul went to jail and was martyred for his faith. And while he's in jail, he's continuing to write to people. And what does Paul instruct us? But in the 12th chapter of his book to the Romans, he says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. And I wondered on that question, how far we'll go. And we will go far if we do just one thing, to not conform to this world. And what does that mean at the heart of it? But it means be authentic. Because that's what every single one of these people that I've introduced us to has done. They have all been authentic to themselves. They have been authentic to God's call, and they have been authentic to the mission that is before them. That's what Moana was striving to be. How to be not the one conforming to what her family and her community was saying, but how she was able to be authentic to her heart and the calling that she had. How do we be authentic to who we are created to be and authentic to the calling that God has for us? Sometimes that means stepping out of our comfort zones. Sometimes that says going above and beyond what people say we should be doing. Sometimes that means breaking tradition. Sometimes that means doing something new and different. Sometimes that means standing up for what we believe in. Like I said yesterday, the power of sitting at the Martin Luther King Center, being at Ebenezer Church, being at King's eternal flame, standing at his final resting place, going through and seeing the pictures and the stories of what he did, seeing the power of the movement that he started. And I wanted to share one quote from MLK with you this morning as we question how far we'll go. And he said, when he was preaching in Salem, Alabama, he said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." This world is going to challenge us. We are going to be constantly surrounded by controversy and strife. Who we are in that moment will define who we truly are. How do we have the courage to be authentic in those moments, not conforming to what the world says is right, but conforming to what our heart is telling us to do? It will be challenging. We will face trouble. But in Rachel's song that she said, sang, it said, as long as the wind is at my back, there's no limit to where I can go. And we have that wind at our back. It's called God's Holy Spirit. Because the same thing goes for us that has gone through all of these before us, that God has been with them, that God has provided for them, that God has been their strength, that God has been the one to keep their feet moving on those difficult days. So as we ask ourselves that question, how far we will go, the answer is there is no limit as long as we have God with us and as long as we strive to be authentic in all that we are doing. And to remember these words of Christ, as it says later on, love must be sincere. How do we work to be as sincere, authentic, and loving in all that we do? My friends, will you pray with me? God of all mercy and grace, you have put an incredible heart in each one of us. And as you created us with that heart, you created us for a purpose. You created us to be your love in this world. You created us to be your light shining in this world. You created us to not be conformed by this world, to not be imprisoned by it as Paul and MLK Jr. were imprisoned by this world, to not be held by this world, but to be able to rise above it through your Holy Spirit and our faith in you. We ask that you will give us the strength and courage to be authentic in all that we do, to be sincere in our love, to strive to know who we are and to live fully within that role. May we always have the wind at our back. May your Holy Spirit always be driving us forward, and may we find the blessing in our faith, in our obedience. For all this we pray in your name. Amen.